agents, trainers, keepers, pilots, hunters, eighth-wallers, and our beloved explorers and wayfinders, welcome to episode 96 of the Wayspotters podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping you become a better wayfinder. Wayspotters is brought to you by the good people at the Pokemon Professor Network. Today is Thursday, November 16th. We have a jam-packed show. And when I say jam-packed, I mean, like, put a gif of Mickey trying to fit all of his laundry into a suitcase packed. So, with me, as always, is Jamal. Not Jamal. How's it going?
I was trying to stay in character, and then I just... That's so good. I'm doing good, man. I'm ready. I'm ready for this show. There's a lot going on in Wayfarer right now, man. Just a lot going on. We're going to talk about a couple of things, and... Everybody out there doesn't know this, but in our pre-show meeting, I was looking at some of my nominations, and I'm baffled right now. There's just some stuff going on that I have no idea what I'm supposed to be telling people right now. There's things going on that don't make any sense at all, and I'm baffled. I don't know a better way to say it.
I'm confused. I am very confused, and we'll talk about that in a little bit.
All right.
Probably more than we had originally planned, which is great. Last week, we talked about Little Free Libraries and PRP, and we had an amazing conversation about that in the Discord. So I wanted to give a shout out to all our patrons who had a very respectful and engaging conversation about last week's show.
As well as the forum.
Yes, on the forum too. So I don't think that I've ever seen that new episode discussion that popping after an episode in a while. So that was good.
Yeah. And no one really thought that I was completely off base. There were some people that disagree. The best thing is when some people are like, Jamal and Chris, you're right. Jamal and Chris, you're wrong. They're respectful. Mm-hmm. They state their position. And we either say, you know what? I agree with you, or I agree to disagree. But people were super respectful. People were passionate in stating their position. And I think we are becoming a better community when we can do things like that.
Yeah, no, 100%. It was a great, respectful conversation. And I love our fans and our viewers and our listeners and our community, because they are very, very respectful. And they are not afraid to tell us when we're wrong, right? I had a whole conversation about podcasters being accountable with someone on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, I jumped into that late last night.
Yeah, I saw that.
I put my 2 cents in there. I'm like, hey, hold on. Don't call me out without even knowing me.
Right. Exactly.
I've told people, if you want to call me out, you want to call Chris out, ping me, DM me your information. I'll bring you on the show, right? Absolutely. Chris and I alternate shows. I will dedicate a show letting you come on here, because Chris and I are extremely passionate about what we do. We try to make sure we tell the truth. Have we been wrong? Sure, I'm wrong all the time. Ask my wife. But if I'm wrong, I'm going to come and I'm going to tell you I'm wrong. But we put a lot of research into this. And to just come off and say, if you don't have a master's degree and 5 years experience in journalism, then you can't have a podcast. You know what? You are being a quack, and I'm just going to move on. So anyways, you've got a whole show. We don't need a filibuster there. So go ahead.
Speaking of being wrong, before we get into the news, I think it's important, just as you said, for podcasters to ensure we're holding ourselves accountable for things we say. I've come on this show a couple times and maybe not necessarily badmouth, but kind of downplayed Rural Priority. So I made a comment in the Discord the other day, and Testone and Aquablast were kind enough to set me straight. So I would like to apologize for any disparaging remarks I've made about Rural Priority. I now understand why my nominations are going through so quickly.
That was kind of an aha moment. I was watching that whole thing unfold.
I said, I'm like, I feel like Isaac Newton when an apple fell on my head. I was like, damn, it is borked. Like,
yeah,
it is borked. It is absolutely borked. It is bonkers to me that they're using that size. That's a whole other show, right? And that's a topic for another day. But
yeah, because remember, I asked them about that in New York, and I brought up and I said, hey, this is the freeway. And now once you've seen that box, you kind of see what I mean by the freeway. I'm like, it's literally like the old school. You live on the right side of the tracks or the wrong side of the tracks. And I'm on the wrong side of the tracks.
Yeah. And it shouldn't be that way.
Yeah. It's crazy. Right,
but that's a topic for another show. All right. Let's get into the news.
And now, the latest Niantic news from the Wayspotters podcast, presented by the Pokemon Professor Network.
All right. First things first, Niantic has discovered a bug in delivering the upgrades for the reviews done on nominations that will not reach a resolution. They are working on it. I haven't seen word that they've figured that out yet. So if you are waiting on your upgrades for that, they're coming. They don't know. Second, they announced their final AMA of the year. I sent a couple of tweets out for that. We will put the link to the Google form to submit your three questions in the show notes. You have until Wednesday, November 22nd at 12 p.m. PDT. That's 3 p.m. Eastern. And they will do their thing. And they say that they're going to post the answers by December 1st, but that didn't work out last time. So we'll see. We might get the ambassador AMA on the first, and then the actual yes. AMA answers a couple weeks later, which is fine. Like if they want to spend
it, it time worked and, out last time. Do we want to post our questions, or do we want to wait until after? What do you think?
Let me think. I thought about that. I went back and forth. Maybe. I really, really like my question. Yeah. I thought of too. A fourth one this morning, so I have to get somebody else to ask another question.
Right. Because I don't want it to appear that we got any kind of special priority or something. So maybe we wait until after, and then we say, here are the questions that we ask. I don't know. We can talk about that, but I just want to make sure that everybody participates.
I think after is probably a good idea because I don't want to put our questions out there. You're right. And then have one of them be one of the questions they asked. Be like, oh, well, they only answered that because the wastewater's acid, right? So,
right. Yep. Good call. Okay. Good call.
Before we get into topic number one, Testone brought to our attention a rather large bug that's been around since at least April, I think the thread started, and I think it warrants at least a small discussion to kind of get the word out there, and I promised Testone we would talk about it. The folks in the Wayfair discussion Discord, link in the description, it's a great place, have been collecting evidence that Wayfinders who are nominating only in Pokemon Go are using the upload later feature, so you can kind of do a bunch of nominations and then hit upload later and then go where you have better signal and then upload five or six at a time. The nominations are all defaulting to the exact same GPS coordinates. So what's happening is you're getting a bunch of nominations and it's just people are just like, well, that's not where it's supposed to be, so they're rejecting it, mismatched location, right? Or they're moving the pin and then it's
right.
I think the second one, I think people have just been moving the pin.
Moving the pin, close enough, right. Yep, exactly.
And that's why no one's noticed.
Right.
But I had this, I was doing my reviews the other day, and I had one that was right on top of something else. Like, exactly. And I'm like, this is weird. So I moved it to where it was supposed to be and kind of carried on. But now that I know it's this.
It kind of makes sense. It's kind of like, why is this right exactly here? Like, it's one of those things, like, it's too oddly specific not to be a coincidence.
Yep, exactly, right? So they have, in that thread, there is a ton of evidence. So people found, like, a lot. So it's been raised to the Wayfair team a couple of times. They haven't really gotten an answer. And it's been, like, since at least April. So that's, what, like, 7 months?
Right, and it's solely using upload later with Pokemon Go submissions. So it hasn't been affecting Ingress submissions.
Yeah. And so the user, Discord user Maricia, said they had a theory that perhaps if you have poor GPS or cell signal when you're doing all of the nominations, maybe the game kind of defaults all of your nominations to the first one on the batch because it can't resolve where you were because your signal was so
exactly. The signal was so spotty.
I think it holds some water because I almost exclusively use upload later because I live in Canada and I don't have unlimited data, right? Mm-hmm. So in order to save my data, I mean, I haven't, I don't really need to, but I just kind of prefer to do it.
Yeah, no, it makes sense.
And I've never had this problem.
Right.
And I did, I think 15 in Midland at the same time, uploaded them all and they're all fine. I did 7 or 8 in Brampton when I was there, upload later, they're all fine. So, and it's Tetsu was like, it's not happening to everybody every time. So I think that kind of theory holds water.
Now, there was an ambassador that tested it that was able to replicate it, right?
I believe so. I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
Remember which one it was.
You know, I almost exclusively submit through Ingress. I think we've talked about this. And what I normally do, my process is I'll take the picture while I'm in the field, and then I'll go home and you make sure the pin location is correct, and then I submit it through.
Right.
I've got 25 kilometers, but I've never seen the problem. Very, 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 very rarely do I nominate on the spot, like at the location.
Interesting.
You know, it's just easier for me because when I'm there, it's like the sun, and I like to be able to put it in, and then I wait for it to go into Wayfair. Then I go in and I type it on Wayfair because I have spell check and all these other things there. And it's just, I just want to make sure like it's the right thing. And normally I, as you know, from the last couple of days, I overthink these nominations like way too much. What do you think of this picture? Should I create a collage for this one? Should I do this? Should I do that? Like the one that we looked at earlier today, like I did a collage with like four pictures.
And right, yeah.
No way I could have done that on site. And once you submit a picture on site, you can't go back and change it. I wish you could update the picture through Wayfair, but you can't. So yep. I very rarely, if ever, do I nominate on site. I upload later. I don't even upload later. I just take the picture and then I nominate through Ingress from my house. So I don't all the way around that functionality.
I almost exclusively nominate. So you, you're always almost Ingress. I'm almost always Pogo, right?
Right.
So I don't have the luxury of being able to nominate from as far away as you can in Ingress. But that's a good way. I don't know how many times I've gone through and then almost forgot to go edit something after because I kind of just upload later and forget about it.
Plus, I like to have the key to the portal. That's the whole reason.
Yeah.
I got in an argument one day with someone when they were like, oh, you're Mr. Big Shot. You got a podcast. You just want to see your name on the Pokestop. And I'm like, actually, you can't see my name on the Pokestop. Go check. I nominate through Ingress. Like, you're wrong. Yep. I don't know what you're going for, but like, none of the ones you will ever see my name on it unless you're in Ingress.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. See, and me, I like having my name on the Pokestop. So I am that guy. I 100% that guy. Just to put a cap on that, if you're nominating multiple way spots in Pogo and using the upload later feature, please, please, please be aware that this might happen to you. Double check your nominations. Try and do stuff. If you've got an area, do stuff one at a time. If you've got poor signal, I mean, that kind of sucks for now, but hopefully us talking about it pushes it into the limelight. Hopefully. And
we know the ambassadors are looking at it. So we know that there's eyes on it. When these kind of things happen, I always wonder like, okay, this started happening in April. When did somebody know about it? Like what was the chain of command? But I guess at the end of the day, that doesn't matter, but that always kind of piques my interest.
Yeah, no, for sure. Absolutely. All right. Let's jump into topic number one.
Topic number one.
I wanted to take some time and talk about the warning emails because there's been a flood of them coming in. And I know we've already talked about this, and I don't want to kind of beat it to death. But as I mentioned earlier, I'm a little bit confused. I am a little bit confused about what has happened in the last 2 days, and I really think that we need to talk about it. So
we do. We do.
We do. Let me get that queued up. Let me start by saying this. These emails that have gone out, the ambassadors have said, Ellie said, that these are non-ladder educational emails. They are not warnings that could trigger further abuse punishments, but emails sent in an attempt to educate reviewers on what they're doing wrong. Spoiler alert, they're not doing that.
They're not.
Cindy Poo, who, for context, if you don't know, has done over 70,000 reviews, has a great rating, received a warning educational email, for reviewing incorrectly. I'm going to read the email to you, and you can make your own decision on how educational this is. We have confirmed that you are incorrectly reviewing and selecting incorrect rejection reasons without properly reviewing the nominations/edits as per Wayspot criteria and guidelines. We recommend you review the Wayspot criteria and review guidelines website. For reviewing any more contributions, note that any further violations can lead to the suspension of your Wayfair and Pokemon Go accounts. That does not read like an educational
email. I was going to say, that doesn't sound educational. That sounds accusatory. I would be nervous if I read that.
100%. So it took her some posting and ambassadors fighting on her behalf and some posting and some emails, and she finally got Niantic Aaron to say, this is the way spot that we're talking about.
You want to pull this up?
Pull that up. Yeah. Okay.
All right, there we go.
It is the logo. So for our audio listeners, it's a restaurant. It's the logo on the side of the restaurant building. And the restaurant's in like a strip mall. Mm-hmm. And it says Coaches. There's a baseball cap on it. It's a decently, fairly okay logo. Like, it's not like I don't hate it.
Right.
But
it's not a mural.
It's a chain. It's not a mural.
Yeah.
It's not a painting. It's not a sculpture. It's like it's a generic corporate logo on the side of a building. And they rejected it. And that was apparently what triggered their warning. So, which is
really oddly specific for this to trigger a warning. Like,
weird. So, like, I don't think that's unique or worthy of exploration. Like, I would reject that all day long. Cindy also said that the Ambos did some detective work for her. There was a restaurant that reviewed. So this is before the new UI.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. I'm sorry my opinion did not match yours, but I do not think this is an open and shut case of reviewing incorrectly. I agree. Like, it's, yeah.
Now, here's what I'll say. If this was painted on the inside of the restaurant, I'd approve it all day long. Like, oh, that's cool. Would reject this also. Like, I would, like, in the old, give it one star, you know, whatever, chain, whatever it is. I don't know that this is something that would generate a warning email. I don't think it's worthy. I don't.
Me either.
I don't think it's worthy.
I don't. Like, I don't either. Like, it's bonkers to me. And 100%. Like, if they were to hire someone to go in and paint that logo on their wall, like, as a mural.
Yeah.
They would probably put some, like, sports figures in there. That would be cool. Yeah. I would 100%. I would nominate that. Yes. I would approve that all day long. But this is just something that they probably have a company build them a couple hundred of these.
Right.
And it's generic.
And this is no different.
Definition of generic.
This is no different than the chili pepper on the side of Chili's, or the apple on the side of Applebee's, or the Olive Garden sign, or, you know, insert 7-Eleven sign, or whatever it is on the side of the building. It's no different than any of that. So it's not like this is a unique thing. Like, if there's a Coaches in my town, it'd have the same thing. If there was a Coaches in your town, it'd have the same thing.
Yep. 100%. Like, and if this is eligible and Niantic wants to kind of clarify and say, hey, no, we like this, then cool. That's cool.
Right.
But as per current criteria guidelines, I don't see a way this is eligible.
Right. I'm with you.
Right.
I'm with you.
And the second one is a little fun. It's a Planet Fitness. Which I know you've nominated, so we might not necessarily agree on all points here. But
go ahead. No, I'll give you my thoughts after you're done.
And so the gym debate is a debate that we can have, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm 100% open to that, right? So I've started to soften on my kind of gym stance in the last few months. But having said that, the orientation on this photo is horrible.
It is. It's not a great photo. Neither one of them are really great photos.
Neither one of them are great.
They have a license plate. There's a
license plate clearly visible in the main photo.
Uh-huh.
Right? This could very easily have been Call of the Week.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure. And the second photo is not great. It's... I could argue it's taken from the window of the car. I mean, it's yep. There's much better ways to take this picture. Like, if you're nominating the Planet Fitness, maybe it's just me, old with bad eyesight, but you can barely see the Planet Fitness. Like, I don't know. Not a great photo.
This Planet Fitness is actually kind of nice because you've got that window right below the logo. Yeah, so if you were to frame that main photo with the logo and then the windows right below it from like a distance, so you can't see the people working it, but there's better ways to take that photo. So they rejected it for generic business, right? I personally would have gone bad photo, mm-hmm. like orientation license plate.
And what's interesting about this is they got a warning, and Niantic is essentially telling them that no, this should be accepted.
Right. But like that completely goes against everything they've ever said about chain businesses, right?
Which is why I said at the beginning of the show, I'm so confused right now. I'm so confused. Because a Niantic employee said, we're giving you a warning for reviewing incorrectly because you should have accepted this. Mm-hmm. Bad photo, bad license plate, weird orientation, could have been taken from a vehicle. It's a chain, which we can talk about the chain aspect. But it's just weird that they would go so far out on a limb to pick this specific nomination to give them a warning. Like, I'm sure there's other ones that were kind of iffy. But what this does, when this pops up on the forum, then you have some people, myself included, I nominated my local Planet Fitness that I go to. I took a much better picture, no license plate. It was a clear. Much better picture. And I put it in our Discord, and people were kind of like, hey. And I'm like, hey, if Niantic is saying these should go through. Now, again, I don't necessarily, you know, I don't know, Chris, you know me. I nominate stuff that I don't even necessarily agree with. I need content. We have a podcast. I like things to talk about. So I nominate things that might get rejected and then we can discuss it. I also nominate things that should be slam dunks that I get rejected twice in 48 hours. So I don't know, man. I'm confused. This confuses me.
Yeah. Yeah. And so Ellie posted this on the forum and I wanted to read it. Friend of the show and Wayfair ambassador, Ellie Just Trying. I don't know how they do this. It's just response is just flawless. Any gym can be considered valid as it's a good place to exercise. True. Mm-hmm. The new review flow adds a first question asks whether it's an appropriate location. Number six lists that generic businesses are not appropriate unless important to the local community. This means that there is a judgment call as to whether this business bypasses that point or not. Or does offering exercise outweigh its generic nature? This is a question of opinion, so some will accept and some will reject, perhaps low score. The point here is not this specific nomination, but that everyone is in a period of learning on how to apply the new system, so mistakes will be made, judgment will slowly be refined. During this time, the last thing a wayfinder needs is its basic non-educational email. Nominators need to consider that they might need to refine how they present their case and also show some understanding to those reviewing. And those are fantastic points. And this is the question that I have for Niantic. Does the fact that a chain gym is a great place to exercise override its generic nature? Right. I need a yes or no answer.
For sure. And because I know where Niantic is coming on board. Yeah. Oh, you know me. I'll jump on board. I am a quick adopter, and I'm willing to be the trailblazer and the forerunner out there for this. However, Niantic has shown their inability to put things in black and white because it's almost like they don't want to be the Supreme Court. They don't want to rule on a case and have something happen like the pools. Remember, it's probably right around the time you started because I was doing OPR and they said something about pools and all of a sudden everybody went out and found a pool and nominated and they all went into the game. And then they were like, whoa, I don't think they realized the power of the forum and the power of Twitter, that if they say something, everyone's going to do it. Just like Tintino came out and said, okay, go to K-12 and do basketball courts. And then nobody felt good about it, but everybody did it. And the reason I know that is because I reviewed literally, not exaggerating, 50 of them in my town. 50. So if people are doing that in Charlotte, they're doing it across the world. So I get why Niantic does not want to honor your request, Chris, and say yes or no. And it's going to be left up to us to make that decision as a community. And what it's going to do is it's going to create infighting and bad feelings on the forums and on Twitter. That's what it's going to do.
That's exactly it, right? And I can get on board either way. I just need someone to say, yeah, It's because I can see the argument. It's a really good, like one of their tenants is a good place to exercise in a gym.
It's a great place
by to exercise. Design.
It is a good place, great to, exercise, place right? to exercise. Yeah.
And I've had this discussion and I've argued this point with several people in my life saying, no, it's generic. It's a generic business.
Right? Well, can I go one further? It's a great place to gather for more than 100 people.
Yeah, that too.
Right? I mean, if we're looking at the new review flow, because I recently joined Planet Fitness. Now, they're not sponsoring this, but if they want to, they can. But they're not sponsoring this. But I recently joined Planet Fitness, and I met up with some people who I have known as acquaintances. And I'm like, you come here Tuesday after work? You know what? I don't have anything going on Tuesday after work. I don't really care about Spotlight Hour. We'll come here, and we will watch the game, or Thursday night, since for a better example. We'll come here Thursday night, we'll watch Thursday night football, and we'll just kind of hang out and walk on the treadmill. I'm gathering. There's like three of us that do it now. We're going to do it tonight. We're gathering, right? Awesome. And we're exercising. That's two of the three. We're not exploring. Yeah. I had to explore to find the one closest to my house, but that was a one-time thing. But I'm doing two out of the three a couple of times a week. I'm gathering with other people, and I'm exercising.
Yeah.
Still generic. Still generic. But I'm doing two out of the three.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see the argument. So I will be very interested to see what happens with your Planet Fitness nomination.
I'm not going to upgrade it. No way in heck I'm going
to
upgrade it.
No.
That thing is going to sit there for 8 months and let only Charlotte people see it. So.
Yeah. So that Planet Fitness was posted by Jojen Reed 64, and they DM'd us on Twitter and brought this to my attention. So I wanted to shout out them and say thank you for letting us know about this. So I went there and I read that through that thread like four times, and I was more confused by the fourth time than I was when I started the first time.
And I took a screenshot of that. I was thumping my chest a little bit. And for those of you guys who aren't in our Discord, you should be. You can join for as little as $1 US a month. Anyways. I put the snippet of the comment in our Discord, and then I put my Planet Fitness nomination under it. Then I used the Jim Carrey, so you're saying there's a chance, and I put that underneath. I was like, you're saying there's a chance. So
I replied with, I don't know anything anymore.
Yeah,
I know. I don't know what's going on. I have no idea. Oh, we're supposed to do a podcast about this every week.
So exactly. It's so good.
I need help, man.
Yeah. Between this and Rural Priority, you're like all thrown off.
Oh, dude. I think I might dedicate a whole show to Rural Priority because it is whack.
Yeah.
I'm like, so, and to bring this back to the emails, right? And I don't want to beat a dead horse because we've talked about this at length a couple of times, but like, that's not educational. Like even a little bit, it looks disciplinary. Like I've written, and I hate to admit this, but like hundreds of disciplinary letters in my time being in management most of my life at this point. That seems disciplinary.
Like. It does.
Like
it
if I were to hand someone that and say, oh, this isn't disciplinary, don't worry about it. And then they were to take that to their union rep would come back, crumple it up, throw it in my face, and be like, try again.
Exactly. Just
we're gonna leave this and we're gonna win.
Yeah. The last part. We recommend you review the waste spot criteria and review guidelines before reviewing any more contributions. Okay. Note that further violations can lead to suspension of your Wayfair and Pokemon Go accounts. Like anything you say, you ruined it with that right there. Anything you
100%.
Say, anything. Yep. That should be maybe a separate email, because if I'm trying to educate you on something, let's say you made a mistake at work, right? You were supposed to do X, Y, and Z, and you didn't. And I'm like, hey, Chris, let's talk about this. I'm going to send you an email just so we have it in writing. It's going to be, the sentiment is going to be educational. If I say, if you do this again, you're going to get written up or terminated, it's no longer an educational email. It's now a disciplinary email. So, and I think you and I are in the same boat on that and what we kind of do for a living, managing people and managing processes. That was something that I would say is step two or step three on a disciplinary ladder. That's how I would read that from if I'm at work.
No, 100%. And right. And it's extremely frustrating when these two emails, right, stemmed from one thing each.
Right.
Why could you not put that in the email? Right? Like, it's one example. It's one this is the one thing that you did wrong, right? It, this is the thing. Why mm-hmm. could you not put that in the email and say, hey, you reviewed this incorrectly.
Now,
this should have been approved.
Here's the thing that's been bothering me, and this may be the elephant in the room that we're not talking about. Maybe we're just, why is it one review out of the 70,000 that Cindy Poo has done? Why is one review triggering that? Personally, I would love to see them say, over the last 15 days, we've noticed a pattern, or over the last 5 days, we've noticed a pattern. But this was like, on November the 4th at 1320 UTC, you did this one review, so now you're getting a warning. Like, we're all human. We're all going to see things differently. What about the people that voted to approve it? What if they're wrong? What if 16, 15, 20 people, I don't know what it takes to get something approved. What if it's deemed, what if history says, you know what? They're actually wrong and Cindy Poo was right. I don't think, in Niantic, if you're listening, reach out to us. I don't think one individual specific review should trigger a letter like that. I would love to see minimum of three in a certain, you know, time period, or five, a pattern, right? Chris and I, going back to what we do for a living, we both manage people. If somebody makes one mistake, I'm not writing them up for one mistake, but if someone has a behavior that continues to do it, then we're going to have a conversation like that. If they make a mistake, hey, that wasn't right, you know, don't do it again, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But it's not something that's going to put their livelihood in jeopardy, and in this case, going to put their able to play certain games in jeopardy.
Right.
So, yeah.
And like, it's the first conversation is education. And you're like, hey, FYI, I don't know if you know this, but mm-hmm. you did this, and this is wrong, and this is why, and this is how it impacts the business, and we want to make sure that you're doing the right thing every time, so make sure you don't do this again. Cool. Right. Have a great day, right?
Yep.
Like, the second or third time it happens, you're like, okay, we talked about this. We mentioned that you did it wrong, so you, mm-hmm. we know that you know.
Yep.
So now we're going to put, like, we're going to have a verbal conversation, right? And we're going to document it and say, hey, FYI, you know, if this continues to happen, then we might have bigger problems. And then you kind of progress from there.
But right.
The first conversation is, you assume that they just didn't know.
And that's why I was so pro ladder to begin with, because I'm like, hey, I can relate to this. This makes sense. This gives people who make an honest mistake, who are not cheating, a chance to learn and get better. You know, I'm not going to say I'm anti-ladder now, but I've seen some things in the last couple of weeks that really make me question if they're even using the ladder. You know, now, obviously, not everybody we talk to is showing us everything, but I have seen some things from people who I trust, who I know, who I talk to on a daily basis, have shown us some things. And I'm like, I don't think that's what Niantic was supposed to be doing. I don't think that's what they meant to do. And I'm like, now I'm concerned. And my concern, I understood the people's concern with the ladder from the beginning, but I'm never going to be that person that someone says, here's something new, and I'm just going to poop on it because it's new and it could be scary. I want to see the process play it out. Now that the process is playing out, I've got some legitimate questions. So that's where I am right now.
Right. And we talked about this at length, and we had, you know, we have faith that the Wayfair team and the Niantic will kind of treat this the way, with the care that it deserves. But now that I've seen some examples, I don't know that's true, right? And I have concerns that appeals are very inconsistent, right? And it's, you could get, depending on who you get, like, you could get a different answer for the exact same way spot from people doing appeals, right? Is that who they have reviewing way spots for the punishment ladder? If it is, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's questionable, and I hate saying that, and I don't, but like, I don't know, man. Like, it's frustrating, and there's some very, very frustrated people out there.
Yes.
Like, Cindy Lou's just like, I'm not going to do reviews anymore. Like, why? You're not going to tell me what I did wrong, and I have to fight for you to tell me what I did wrong, then why would I bother, right?
Like, and Cindy Poo, I don't know Cindy Poo. She's
not me either.
She's not local to me, but she's in North Carolina. I won't say where she is in case she doesn't want me to, but she's in North Carolina. I'm in North Carolina, and I have used her nominations as Waste Spot of the Week and as Coal of the Week, you know, ones that she's put out there, and she's like, hey, this is Coal. And from what I've seen from her and what I've seen her post on the forums and in places, I think she's got a pretty decent eye and knows what she's doing, right?
Yeah.
It's hard to review 70,000 waste spots and not have some smidge of what to know what you're doing, right? I'm at 40,000. I'd like to think I know what I'm doing. She's almost done double as many as I have, right? That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So I have to take her at her word, just given the body of work that I've seen from her. So, I don't know. Like I said at the beginning of the show, I'm confused, man. I'm really confused. And
yeah,
between now and next week when we do another show, I'm going to ask a lot of questions of people. You know, I don't know if I'm going to get answers from people, but Chris knows this. I asked some people some questions earlier in the week about some things that we wanted clarification on, and we haven't got an answer about that, and we probably won't, but they know that we asked the question. And I think sometimes that's probably as important as getting the answer is just saying, hey, we're trying to hold you accountable. We want to know about this specific part of the business.
Yep. Right. And that's kind of our job as podcasters, right? Is to kind of dig in and see if we can get answers from the source. And
even if you don't have a degree in journalism, Chris.
Even if you don't have a degree in journalism, exactly.
Yeah, I had to bring that back.
Yeah, I hope we get some clarification on some of that stuff. I hope that they fix the emails.
Yes.
Because all this is going to do is it's going to start driving good people out of the system.
Right. We have an ambassador that told us they're not reviewing right now until some of these things are straightened out, and this is an ambassador. Yep. So.
Yep.
Cool. All right.
All right, let's jump into topic number two.
Topic number two.
And topic number two is in relation to the title of this episode. It's a zoo out there. So, someone on the on Twitter, the name Ryoluwu, shudder, tagged us in a tweet and was complaining about the large number of waste spots at a zoo. So, can you pull that tweet up? I'm going to read the tweet here for you. Can we actually please try and cut down the amount of zoo stops being submitted and accepted? This is BS. This doesn't follow the interesting and unique aspect of Pokestops. I don't care that there's a new sign of an animal there. It's just terrible at Waste Spotters. And this tweet did not go how they expected.
No.
I don't think there was a single person who interacted with this tweet that agreed with them. I thoroughly disagree with them.
Right. I even jumped into this one also.
You did, yeah. I think we both did, yeah. And like, so I wanted to talk about this, right? Because you and I have very different nomination styles, but I think that we both agree that more things on the Lightship map is better, right?
Yes. More I'm very eligible much, things. More eligible.
Right, things. Eligible things. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, absolutely. Let's clarify that. More all eligible things, right? I'm very much, I don't care how many things are in that. I'm going to nominate. If I think it's eligible, I'm going to nominate it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this brings up a bigger conversation about kind of the Lightship map. And one person was like, well, what does the cell look like? Is it jam-packed? Is this someone abusing the system? Or is it just someone nominating a bunch of stuff? And I haven't gone to look, but I think it doesn't, like, to me, it doesn't matter. Like, it's right. If it's eligible, put it on the map.
Right.
Right.
And see, I think that's where we differ a little bit. I'm more of a min-max person. I'm more of a, there's a gazebo and there's a clubhouse here. They're both in the same cell. I'm going to nominate the one that I think is more likely to go through the quickest. Where you might be, I'm just going to nominate both because they might be used in a future game. And I don't disagree with that. I guess it's just because I'm lazy and I'm like, I just want to get my one thing in here. I might go back at some point and do that. But if I'm facing that situation, I'm going to find an open cell and find something eligible in that cell. As opposed to being more of a Lightship friendly person, which I know you are. And I understand why you are. And, you know, you playing Monster Hunter is benefiting you for doing that. So I get it. Yeah.
And I'm 100%. Like, if I see something, I will very much attempt to get it into an open cell, right? But, like, I'm not going to not nominate it if it won't end up in an empty cell, because I don't know if Niantic or some other company is going to come up with a game later on that will use that and it will benefit me later on, right? So, right. And I wanted to read a couple of the tweets. Yeah. I'll let you read yours in a second. Okay. I have it in the show notes there. At Gazeth89 said, interesting or unique is not the only requisite for a Wayspot submission. It needs to fall under at least one category: exercise, exploration, and socializing. Information science in a zoo encourages exploration. Anything pertaining to information or leading falls under explore, which is a fantastic point, right? Mm-hmm. And someone else said, I didn't put this in the notes, but I want to say this before I forget. Like, someone was like, he was like, well, you can't read the information on the sign from the picture. And I'm like, you're missing the point. You are missing the point of the Wayspot, right?
Yep.
Like that, when you have the Pokestop or the portal or the flower or the whatever, right? Mm-hmm. The rock that you mine in Monster Hunter, it's designed to get you up and to go to that location, mm-hmm. to explore that point of interest in person. That is right. The whole point of a Wayspot,
right?
The whole point of a Wayspot isn't to go, oh, look, I can see the Eiffel Tower Wayspot from my hotel room on the other side of Paris. I don't need to go there.
So that was the point Niantic made when they decreased the radius, and then like the world exploded. And so we don't need to go in there. I don't want to dredge up any old wounds, but that was the whole premise, was they wanted to bring people closer to the actual Wayspot, and people didn't. Yeah. Anyways, but yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, 40 meters, 80 meters. To me, it's neither here nor there, but whatever. Yeah. Friend of the show, Lil Poundcake, said a penguin exhibit and a bear exhibit are distinct, permanent, and great places to explore. They're not individual golf holes. On the upside, the new review criteria should help clear this up. It makes it harder, much harder for people to say, I personally don't think this is eligible. And that's just it to me. It's just...
That's great.
Fantastic, right? It's 100%. Like, it's, and I said to them, how is a sign that teaches me about bears the same as a sign that teaches me about alligators? Like, I don't remember what animals I use, but
yeah, that is, and that kind of leads right into what I wrote. And I wrote this from my personal Twitter. I didn't write it from the Wayspotter's Twitter because I said, we have to remember, not any one person makes or decides the criteria, ! We as a community, all in caps, decide what should be on the game board. With all due respect, you're coming off like a gatekeeper. And I didn't want to write that from the Wayspotter's, account. I wanted to, because it was personal. It was for me, because you and I hadn't talked about it. And, you know, that's just kind of like what Little Poundcake said. It's not up to this person to say, I personally don't think this should be in the game. That's what Wayfair is all about, is we as a community are going to decide. And the way people are responding to this, like, this is exactly what you should have in the game. Signs at a zoo that educate you. Like, that is like the purpose. That's legitimately, if you look up point of interest in the dictionary, a sign at a zoo is a legitimate point of interest.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't think
I messed up Little Pancake's tweet. The penguin exhibit and bear exhibit was Aferandis.
Gotcha.
So I also wanted to talk about one thing, because Wood Was Wolf, friend of the show and OpenStreetMaps guru master Jedi, said, I love them. They all represent great places to explore. My main issue is that zoos do change over time. Sometimes they end up full of things that no longer exist, which all have to be reported, appealed, and so on. It can be a Herculean effort keeping zoos up to date in Wayfair. So that is an excellent point. And I had planned on topic number two being the difficulty in getting stuff removed from the Lightship map, but I think I'm going to save that for a different episode, because we're already 45 minutes in.
Yeah.
but it brings up a good point. And Sarah Amanda had this question when there's an art exhibit at the lake here in Oshawa, and there's six signs, and they're all photographs taken by a local artist of the port here in Oshawa, right? Because it's a major, major port for Canada and for Ontario. And they're excellent pictures, and they look permanent, right? They're on stakes. There's decorations in front of them. So I took a bunch of pictures and I did the submissions, but I put them all on hold. It's like, I don't know if this is permanent.
Right.
I wanted to find out from the city whether or not they were permanent before I actually let them go through. So Sarah Amanda was like, how long of a time frame makes something not permanent? Like, if it was going to be there for a year, am I okay putting it on the lightship map and then working on getting it removed later? So, I don't know. Like, I don't know the answer to that question, right? So it turns out when I got an answer from the city, they were like, oh, yeah, it's coming down next spring. So it'll be there through the winter. And I'm like, so I withdrew them all.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. And that brings up the zoo thing. Like, exhibits change. Animals move around. We had the pandas here in Toronto for like 2 or 3 years.
Right. But I think to go back to quote Justin, host of the Special Conditions podcast, we can't live in the what if world. Right.
Yeah.
We know that from time to time, murals will get painted over and they'll put up a new mural. So if that's the case, then the only thing that we could be safe in nominating is a church, because churches don't just kind of get torn down and put back up. But I think that's why you have to be a good wayfinder and you have to continue to update your area.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Charlotte. They will tear down a perfectly good building and put up another perfectly good building in Charlotte. They'll just tear it down, dig something up, bulldoze something and put something. I mean, there's always something going on. And I think if you, and this is kind of how I like to live my life. If you're always worried about the what if, you'll never worry about what's happening right now. What if this, like, oh, I can't go and buy a new radio for my car because the transmission could blow up and I'd have to go buy another car. Okay, sure, that could happen, right? You know, I can't buy my kids shoes because at some point they're going to grow out of them and then they're not going to fit anymore. Okay, yeah, but I like to live in the moment. Right now, if I know there's an exhibit that's going to be there for 2 weeks, obviously that's not permanent. But to me, the way I look at things, if it's November, December, January, February, March, April, if it's going to be there 6 months, put it in. People are going to be drawn to it then. And then you know what? When it changes in April or whenever, go take a picture of what's new and do an update. When you do that show about how to change things to get things removed from the game, I'm ready for it, because I told you, I've been a good wayfinder lately. I've been out going, oh, that's no longer there. There's something else there. And I've been putting in these things to get things changed and have been getting denied. And I'm like, it's not there anymore. So I'm very interested in that show you're going to put together.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I had a whole section of notes and stuff. So I think we're going to do that in what's this one? This one's 96. We're going to do that for 98.
98.
Okay. I've already got the thumbnail ready for that one too.
Nice. So. Nice.
Yeah.
You've been killing
I am planning ahead.
You've been murdering the thumbnails. It's like my favorite part of the episode.
The thumbnail for 98 might be my favorite one of all time.
Okay. It's better than the Richard Nixon one, which was pretty good.
Oh, I forgot about Richard Nixon.
Maybe
it's number two. Richard Nixon, that one was a good one. Yeah. That was a good one.
And another good one you had was Are We There Yet? When I was doing this. That was a good one. That was a really good one. The Richard Nixon one, you knocked out of the park. That was good.
Yeah. I thought that one came together so well. It was like a perfect storm. That whole episode was great.
Yeah, it was.
All right. Got anything else on that? I think
we could talk about topic number one or topic number two for like a whole show.
Yeah.
You know, a whole show. And maybe next week I'll bring this up just a little bit. I need to think about it a little more, but I might need a little more research. We might have to put this off for a couple of weeks, but I really want to kind of think about and talk to some people about the effects that Niantic's policies are having on the community. When we have ambassadors and longtime reviewers saying, I'm either going to scale back or stopping, like, what does that do? You know, I want to kind of investigate that a little more. Because remember when I said in my rant, people are scared. I think I'm being shown that I'm right. People are scared. This is really scaring people. So that's it.
Yep. No, I 100% agree. It's driving away the people that we don't want to drive away. And that's, I think Niantic needs to sit down and have a good hard look and reevaluate the way that they're doing certain things. And Jamal and I are perfectly willing to sit down at that table with you
if we are listening to Niantic. 100%. 100%.
Both of us, I don't know how many years you've got, but I've got 20 years of management experience.
Oh, I got the gray hairs to show that I'm at least 20 years deep into management experience. So
we will volunteer our time to help you out.
Speaking of hair, do you have something to say?
I do. It's not a bird. It's not a plane. It's a ball trimmer sent from space. Gentlemen, our friends over at Manscaped have been working day and night to bring you a below-the-waist grooming experience like none other with their brand new Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. We're talking about a next-generation trimmer with interchangeable blade heads for whatever shave your mind can imagine. Upgrade your grooming game to the Ultra Sphere this year by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code WASTBOTTERS. High tech for low places. Manscaped.
Every man knows that getting a close shave below the belt can be intimidating and a little bit scary, to be honest. But the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra from Manscaped is an amazing product, and it makes it so easy. So easy that even Jamal can use it, and just did.
Their fifth generation trimmer features two interchangeable and next-gen skin-safe blade heads. A standard one for taking a little bit off the top, and a new foil blade for go smooth whenever your heart desires.
We also have a dual LED spotlight to provide contrast on multiple skin tones. As you know, the beautiful chocolate skin here. Three length settings, comb, and oh, did I also mention the trimmer is waterproof also?
Taking it on the go, Manscaped has you covered. This pipe puppy comes with a travel case and even a travel lock feature to avoid any accidental powering and or weird looks in the airport.
And you don't want any weird looks in the airport. That's not the place to get them.
No, you don't.
So for everybody listening and everybody watching, you can see it here. This thing is fantastic. Here's what I need everybody to do. Get 20% off plus free shipping when you use the code WASTBOTTERS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping when you use the code WASTBOTTERS at manscaped.com. I can promise you, you've never seen a ball trimmer that looks like a spaceship. Get yours today from our folks at manscaped.com. Go use the code WASTBOTTERS.
Thing's amazing. I love that thing.
I love it. I love it. It's great. The head
is so cool.
It's like, it's the coolest thing. Yep.
All right. I think we're ready to take a break. We're going to play some dad jokes and get into Waste Spot of the Week, which I think is amazing. And the first call of the week, I'm going to take the first call of the week, and it might be one of my favorite calls of all time.
All right. I'm looking forward to it.
On that note, let's roll to break. We'll play the dad jokes, and we'll be back on the other side.
Hey, it's Grinding Meowth, and you're listening to the Waste Spotters podcast.
I am not a casual. I am not insert a cow sound effect here. I am neither a Vassafal. I am Milo from the Incensed podcast, but you are listening to the Wastebotters.
This is Wood Woes, Sylph Scientist. You're listening to the Wastebotters podcast.
I really hope you like the dad jokes this week. Just to let you know, all of the dad jokes this week were curated by the patrons. So if you don't like them, come to our Patreon and blame them.
Ugh, get some better jokes already. It's season two.
Why are horses so mentally healthy? Because they were raised in a stable environment. I'm reading this horror story in Braille. Something bad is about to happen. I can just feel it. Did you know the Mortal Kombat theme is actually a church song from Scandinavia? Yep, it's a Finnish hymn. Why is money called dough? Because you need it. Did you know when a short person waves at you, it's called a microwave? I hired a handyman the other day, and I gave him a to-do list. When I got home, only items 1, 3, and 5 were done. Turns out, he only does odd jobs. I was going to tell a Wayfarer joke, but it's lightship only, and nobody would see it.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the dad jokes this week. We're going to jump right into Waste Spot of the Week.
Let's take a look at a beautiful example of what the Waste Spotters podcast thinks you should be nominating. We proudly present the Waste Spot of the Week.
All right, pull it up there for me.
Okay, let's take a look at this Waste Spot of the Week.
So this is, whenever we mention the Wayfarer Discussion Discord on the show, I like to highlight some of the stuff that they put in there. So this is from Mattman294 in the Wayfarer Discussion Discord. And it is, of course, a mural.
And it's a two-story mural.
It is a two-story mural. It's a black and white painting mural of like an old gas station.
Standard Oil, baby. Standard Oil.
Yeah. Man. That's a very American thing. I don't know what that is. So.
Yeah, it's very American.
It looks like it's really, really old, right? And so you got like the Standard Oil convenience store / gas station building in the back. You've got some really old gas pumps in the front. The old Standard Oil sign on there. It's set against the back, so it looks like there's a forest behind it. So there's a bunch of trees back there. It's framed perfectly.
It is.
Like you can see like the top corner of the building is just right where the top of the picture is taken.
It's almost like you could like close your eyes and like walk into the building. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
no, 100%.
Like you could just walk into the past. It's so cool.
It is so cool. So it's Lambert's 1957 Standard Opening is the title. Stretching across the north wall of the convenience store along what was formerly the station's car wash exit, this large, almost photographic mural shows the station in its early days back when it was part of the Standard Oil brand. Painted by Chicago-based artist Robert Ryan, the mural adorns the side of a mobile station at Broadway Theodore on the Joliet Crest Hill border that is the oldest continuously operating gas station on historic Route 66. This checks all the boxes.
It does. I mean, there's nothing ill you could say about this nomination at all. Yep. This is beautiful. beautiful.
I would argue that I would walk up to this mural and do a little dance because it's so good. And that's exercise. This checks all the boxes.
Yeah, this is gorgeous. So, I love it.
It's amazing, right? So thank you to Mattman 294 for posting that. That's fantastic. Yep. I love it.
Love it.
All right. Let's talk about some stuff we don't love. Well, we love for a different reason.
Yeah, we love it for a different reason.
I've been working on the Wayfair all the livelong day. I've been working on the Wayfair just to pass the... Uh-oh. Oh, no. Hey, Jamal, I found some coal.
The great thing about this coal is it's old as coal.
I'm going to try to hold it together on this one.
This one is from... This was posted in the Pokemon Professor Network Discord by Swampert, and it was originally posted on Reddit by Lord Vulps Velox. The title of this is Sunset, and the description is Sunset from a Neighborhood Bike Trail. And I know what you're thinking, Chris. You're thinking, Chris, a mural of a sunset? That's eligible. Right. No. Intrepid Explorer. Listener of the Waste Spotters podcast, they nominated an actual sunset.
The sun. They nominated the sun.
and it's like the pin is by someone's house.
Yes.
So they've gone out. And it's, I will give them this. Okay. It is a beautiful picture of a sunset.
It is.
It's still the sun.
If it was a mural, I'd be all for it.
Yep. And it's like... They literally, it looks like they went out onto the street and were like, that looks really cool. Like, I'm going to try and get a home stop.
Yep.
Right?
So and they put it just far enough away from their property where it doesn't look like they're trying to get a home stop, but they are.
Exactly. Right? And I think they might have shot themselves in the foot here. You probably couldn't interact with that from there. But whatever. That's besides the point. There's a couple of comments on Reddit that I just have to read. Poignantly says, bad photo. They didn't even get close to the sun to try and take a picture.
That's good.
Forever Allen, inaccurate location. They're about 91.963 million miles off. Disgruntled Goat says, inaccessible. You can't walk up to the sun and touch it.
Oh, that's good. That might be my favorite right there. That might be my favorite.
All right, so I'm going to do this. I haven't done this in a while. All right, let's count the number of reasons that you can reject this for.
All right.
One, natural feature. It's the sun. Two, pedestrian access. Disgruntled Goat is correct. You cannot touch the sun. Right. Inaccurate location. Trevor Allen isn't right. It's 91.963 million miles away.
Yes.
Low quality photo because the sun's not even there. And it's private property.
Yep. Because technically, that picture is about 8 minutes late. The sun's already gone.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. That's true. That is true.
Unless you're a flat Earth guy, but we won't go there. Anyhow, yeah, it's already gone.
But yeah, this is by far one of my favorite coals.
That's really, really good. Oh. All right, coal number two is not quite as good as this, but it's really, really good. So let's bring up coal number two, and this comes to us from friend of the show and Wayfair ambassador, Mr. Testone. And it comes to us from the Wayfair Discussion Discord, link in the show descriptions. If you're not a member of the Wayfair Discussion Discord, go join. Tell them Jamal and Chris told you to show up. We'd appreciate it. This one, Chris. Now, okay, let me just preface this for our audio listeners. Everyone, maybe not everyone, maybe it's just me. Some people have tried to get things in a hospital and they're like, oh, no, it's not blocking any emergency service location. It's in the children's ward. It's a mural on the wall or something along those lines. This coal of the week, Chris, Good Samaritan University Hospital emergency room entrance. I'll read that again. Good Samaritan University Hospital emergency room entrance. It says, this is the entrance to the Good Sam emergency room. And then it cuts off from there. And the picture is exactly what you would think it would be for our audio listeners. It shows the area and there's kind of an overhang and it says Augusta Hines Golden Emergency Pavilion. So there's a pavilion and it shows the area where an ambulance or a car would drive up and people would get out. It's literally the entrance to the emergency room. And then the second photo, these are both taken at night. The second photo, it looks like they did what we always say. They turned around, like literally turned around 180 degrees and snapped a photo of the street leading up to it. And the supporting information says, I believe this is important for players to know where there are local emergency rooms is just in case something happens while playing Pokemon Go. It sounds crazy, but I know locations by my local Pokestops. Okay. That might not be bad, but you cannot block emergency services. Like, this is coal of the highest degree. Like, mm-hmm. This is almost one of those, like, go out and show me you don't know anything about Wayfair without showing me you don't know anything about Wayfair, or go out and do possibly the worst possible nomination you could do. Like, the only other thing that might be worse than this is the one we had a couple of weeks ago where they nominated the K-12. They nominated the grade school. Remember that one? Like,
I do.
Like this, like you're nominating the emergency room entrance. I don't know, man. Yep. I don't know. Cole.
Like, so to tie this back into what we were talking about earlier, this is the kind of thing that I would expect to get an email for.
Yes. Yes.
Like, hey, exactly. Explorer, right. We've noticed that the AI bot should catch this. It has the words emergency room in there. It's,
yep. Anyway, and entrance.
The email should say, hey, Explorer, we've discovered that you are nominating things that are blatantly, maybe not blatantly, but ineligible. Here's the thing. You nominated Good Samaritan University Hospital emergency room exit. Or entrance. This violates this tenet. It blocks emergency services. We don't want you nominating this sort of thing because it could impede emergency services. It could impede an ambulance trying to save someone's life. Yes. In the future, please review the criteria and don't submit stuff like this. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Done.
Yep. That's education. Oh, crap.
I understand that. Right. I'm not going to do this again. And then if like they go back and say, screw you, Niantic, and they try a second time.
Yes.
That's when you get the email saying, hey, we've detected you've done this a second time. Mm-hmm. Any further infractions may lead to suspension of your blah, 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 blah. Right. That's when you have a stern conversation. You say, that's when your email tone changes. Right. But the first time it's just, hey, man, let's go over to this and say, we don't like this. This is no bueno. We don't like this.
Yep.
It's a coal of the highest order.
Coal of the highest order. So, yeah, that should be getting flagged by the AI bot, not a random little free library. Again, story for another day. So,
yeah. Yeah. The AI bot, I think, is a topic for another show that we could probably do a whole show on.
Yeah.
Niantic, if you're listening, we're confused. Please help us out.
We're confused. I think that might be the title of the next show that I do. I'm confused.
That'll be a good one, yeah.
I got a good
couple of thumbnail ideas for that.
Yeah, I'm confused.
So my brain's always working.
Yeah, I love it. That's all I got, man. I'm good.
All right, cool. That's all I got, too. I'll sign us off. Thank you for listening to this episode of Wastewaters. We really appreciate it. A big thank you to our executive producer, Kate LeCons, and all of our patrons. We couldn't do this without all of you. Thank you so much. If you enjoyed this episode of Wastewaters, there are a few ways you can show us. Follow us on all of our socials. We're on Twitter at Wastewaters. We're also on Instagram at Wastewaters Podcast and on TikTok at I Make Wastebots. We are incredibly responsive, love interacting with our followers. Let us know what you think about today's episode. You can also visit our website, wastewaters.com. From there, you get links to everywhere you can download the show. You can also send us a message directly from the website or email us, wastewaters@pokemonprofessor.com. If you're watching this on YouTube, be sure to hit the like button, subscribe, and click the bell to be notified every time we post a new video. We post shorts for the dad jokes, waste spot of the week, call of the week, and more. We are at youtube.com/@wastewaterspodcast. If you are not watching this on YouTube, please go check us out. Leave us a voicemail on our hotline, 704-426-3710. It has been a hot minute since Jamal answered the phone, so you're probably safe. Or tweet us a voice message. You never know, your voicemail or voice message may appear on an upcoming episode of the show. And we are putting together plans for episode 104 or 105 to kick off season 3. So stay tuned for that. Finally, if you're not a member of the Pokemon Professor Network Patreon, you can join for as little as $1 US a month. It's $1.37 Canadian. I don't know the other conversions right now, so you'll have to look those up yourself. All you need to do is go to patreon.com/Pokemon Professor. You will have access to the Discord for the entire family of shows across the Pokemon Professor Network, including Wastewaters, Special Conditions, Gotta Watch Them All, Purified Podcast, and Lured Up. It is a fantastic place filled with fantastic people. Jamal and I are active in the Discord a lot. And we have a Zoom Patreon call every Monday that I try and attend from work, but I don't quite always make it, but all the other hosts are there, so definitely join, come and hang out. They have a great time. With that, we look forward to you joining us again next week here on Wastewaters. We appreciate all of the support that we get every week, all the comments, all the retweets, all the comments, and the messages that we get. We couldn't do this without all of you. We do this for you. And remember, it's not that far. Get out of your car.